95.3 Gorilla.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Morning. Did you sleep?
So, if you're working from home, you may be wondering,
where the heck are my pants?
Where are my pants?
It's Where's My Pants Wednesday.
Yeah! Where are my pants?
Where are my pants?
Where are my pants?
Slacks. They call them slacks.
Oh, yes. You can call them that.
Why aren't you wearing pants?
I'm at home.
That means I'm working, and if I'm working, it means
I don't wear pants!
Not bad.
All right.
It's showtime.
Showtime. So much to talk about today. So much is on the way. Today is National Hot Dog Day. We're just talking about that. Big shout out to Jesse over at Ward's on Pass Road in Gulfport. He's feeding us some hot dogs here today at the Gorilla. And you know the Gorilla loves hot dogs. You know the Gorilla is like the all-time world champ. He's better than Joey Chestnut here, okay? The Gorilla can like house like 900 hot dogs in a sitting. Yeah, but Ward's is treating us today. You should go check them out. Pass Road in Gulfport. Specials today, two chili dogs, $3.99. Double dog combo is $9.82, including tax. At Ward's on Pass Road in Gulfport. Now, coming up on Friday, Alyssa is going to be on the road. Have you heard about this? Yeah, we got a great event on the way. Friday, Alyssa's taking the throwback lunch on the road to CSL Plasma, Highway 49 in Gulfport from noon to 2. That's this Friday. Come experience the Gulf Coast favorite lunch show live. Yeah, throwback lunch live at CSL Plasma in Gulfport. You can check out those amazing opportunities over there, too, to earn some extra coin. That's on the way this Friday, noon to 2, right here on 95.3. Now, if you or your community organization has an event coming up that you want us to know about so we can tell everybody, drop us a line. We're on social. You can also hit our website anytime at 95.3Gorilla.com.
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
I want to know, how late do you stay up? Yeah, we're talking about how late you stay up today because new nationwide survey says that if you stay up routinely past midnight, you're more likely to be significantly heavier, anywhere from 9 to 12 pounds heavier than people who go to bed earlier. Which, I don't know. I don't know if this really kind of makes sense to me. Like, what if you work like third shift or something? Like, does that kind of make sense? I don't think that's what this study means. I think if we kind of dig into this, they're talking about, like, if you stay up way later than most people would go to bed within the sleep cycle. I think that's what they mean. But yeah, this nationwide study says that if you stay up past midnight regularly, you're more apt to be overweight. And I want to know, because I'm kind of a night owl, even though I'm a morning show host. How late do you stay up? When are you going to bed? Tim is first. Dude, how late do you stay up on the regular?
I tend to stay up pretty late, like 2:30 in the morning. Yeah. I don't know why. I just like staying up, streaming shows, and playing games on my phone.
Scrolling.
It's relaxing.
Doom scrolling. I know. I kind of think it's relaxing, too. I like to be like awake late at night when nobody else is around, when nobody else is awake. I kind of feel relaxed by that, too. I kind of do. All right. Lisa's next. Lisa, how late do you stay up on the regular at night, like usually?
I'm usually up until around midnight, just scrolling my phone and telling myself one more video for about an hour.
Just one more. Just one more and then I'll go to bed.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Shania Twain raising some eyebrows, trying to explain why she didn't go to Taylor Swift's wedding. She was hanging out with her ex. No, I'm not even kidding. Listen to this.
If Harry asked you to sing at his wedding, would you?
If I was available, I would. Taylor Swift invited me to her wedding, and I couldn't go because I was already committed to Harry's show.
Oh, my God.
So that's why I say that, because it's just kind of funny that
is,
happened
that's
that
funny,
way.
Because that's,
I know,
what a rag is.
I was already committed.
You're
and
like,
I couldn't
sorry,
go.
Taylor, I'm going to choose
no,
Harry.
No, I mean, and I would have done anything
I'd
to be
totally
at Taylor's wedding.
You.
I would have done anything, and that would have been really lovely for me to be there. But I was with Harry,
yeah.
And so that's why I'm saying if Harry ever gets married and he wants me at his wedding, then.
So Harry's going to have to plan his wedding around your schedule.
He's going to have to ask me more in advance.
Yeah, okay, Shania. Whatever you say. People concerned about Rachel Ray's health today. Rachel Ray is raising eyebrows as her new appearance is stunning fans. People saying that she looks, quote, unrecognizable and overly swollen. Others are defending her, saying there's no need to talk about her health. She seems to be okay, but hopefully she is okay. And this is all just kind of speculation. A Bachelor in Paradise star has revealed a brain tumor diagnosis. Joe Amabile, known as Grocery Store Joe, has revealed he's facing a pretty nasty health challenge after doctors discovered a blueberry-sized lesion on his brain during a recent MRI. Netflix is dropping new trailers today for The Whisper Man, starring Robert De Niro and Adam Scott. A new teaser just released for Behemoth, starring Pedro Pascal. And Apple TV is dropping a new preview today for Mayday, starring Ryan Reynolds. And finally, Taco Bell is under investigation, and it has to do with this whole Cyclospora thing.
A new report that says health officials are investigating Taco Bell as a potential part of the Cyclospora parasitic outbreak, sickening thousands of people across the U.S.
Yeah, right. It's the Cyclospora. Sure.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
All right, you're not going to believe this. Guess how old Linda Ronstadt is today?
It's so easy to fall in love.
Starts with an 8.
It's so easy to fall in love.
Happy birthday to Linda. She's 80. Jesse Ventura. Jesse the mind, the body, the governor. Wasn't he governor? Somewhere out there in the Midwest, I think he was. He turned 75 today. On this date back in 1988, speaking of the 80s, Die Hard was released in the U.S. Yeah, it was a summer movie. It wasn't a Christmas movie. At least it wasn't when it came out. Die Hard on this date in 1988.
Mystery guest, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Unless you want to open a front door for me.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
The legendary Bruce Willis, opposite the one and only Alan Rickman, right there. And today, July 15th, is National Hot Dog Day. How many of these movies and TV shows can you recognize?
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs!
Get your hot dogs! Fat, juicy
hot dogs, not so hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs, huh? I like hot dogs.
Hot dogs!
It's too hot for hot dogs.
They have hot dogs.
60,000 hot dogs.
We're making hot dogs.
No hot dogs.
Hey, wait a minute. Those are hot dogs. Armor hot dogs.
I'll get some hot dogs.
No footlongs.
We're all getting hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Hot dogs are getting cold.
Ah, get barbecue going. Get some hot dogs on there.
You must hate hot dogs, huh?
2, 4, 6 hot dogs.
I brought you 2 hot dogs.
Listen, you shouldn't be wasting your calories on hot dogs anyway.
What's the record here for hot dogs?
I bet you think you smell hot dogs.
That's enough.
I think I recognize most of those. Yeah, today is National Hot Dog Day, and we're celebrating with our friends at Ward's on Pass Road in Gulfport. They're feeding us here at the studio for National Hot Dog Day. I'm excited about this. Want to give them a big shout-out. Ward's on Pass Road in Gulfport. 2 chili dogs today, just $3.99, or double dog combo is $9.82, including tax, today at Ward's on Pass Road in Gulfport. Shout-out to Jesse over at Ward's, too. Yeah, go get some hot dogs today. It's National Hot Dog Day. There's your flashback freakout. Have a wonderful Wednesday.